with Martin Baxter.
Hitting the gym, hitting the road, hitting the office. Yeah, man. What have I spotted that you should know about? Ek sien ons mense wat vir Karin van die Haasveld kritiseer oor haar musiek video. They're saying her music video is a rip-off of Gwen Stefani's video for Cool. Remember that song? I know we're cool. Remember that? You know what? Here's the thing. Here's the thing. You can go and check out the video for yourself on our blog on jackaranafm.com. There's very, very, very little that's new in music videos. Very little. I think you can look at any music video and you'll probably find that something along those lines has been done before.
Mm.
Road trip videos, live concert videos, videos where sexy girls
are dancing
up,
next to the pool, but never in the pool because of the harmony not worth and the makeup mustn't smudge. Yeah, all of that. Yeah.
I mean, most hip-hop videos are pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Country videos, I'm guessing it's going to be a horse somewhere. Or
and it's like a movie. It starts with something. It looks
story.
Like a soapy. She's yeah,
like, yeah. There's yeah. a story. So, yeah, I think you're being harsh on Karin. But, hey, listen, at least you watched the video.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a much broader question for another day. What's the point of music videos these days? MTV, music TV, is not really playing music videos, are they? In South Africa, is that daarom een of twee kanale wat nog musiekvideo's speel, wat cool is. Wat, dit is nogal cool in South Africa, vooral in die Afrikaanse industrie. But English music videos in South Africa, English pop and rock music videos, I don't know, you can disagree with me, but, you know, what's the point? If you're doing it for yourself and, you know, a couple of your fans that might go and see the video, then, anyway.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke oomblik van die dag, love it,
6 to 9 weekdays.